Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one-coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5-quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Their idea of compromise is you agreeing with them. You're listening to the Narcissist Survivor Society podcast.
Okay, so we're diving into Dr. Romani again today. And this one is about becoming narcissist repellent.
Yeah.
And this is something that I know a lot of you have been struggling with lately based on the messages that we've been getting.
Yeah, it's a really common struggle.
And it's interesting, this idea of becoming narcissist repellent. It's almost like we're talking about building up some kind of immunity.
It is. It's a very powerful metaphor, isn't it? And
yeah.
It really speaks to the fact that a lot of times these relationships with narcissists, they tend to follow kind of predictable patterns.
Right.
And I think once you understand those patterns, it's almost like you can kind of build up that immunity like you were talking about.
Yeah, like you can spot the warning signs.
Definitely.
And kind of steer clear.
Exactly.
So where do we even begin? I mean, Dr. Romani gives 12 ways to become more resistant to narcissists.
Hmm.
Let's hit on some of the highlights that stood out to both of us.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that she talks about that I think is really important is this idea of owning your truth.
Okay.
Which sounds very, very basic and fundamental, but it's really important in the context of dealing with a narcissist.
Because they try to take that away from you.
Exactly. They are masters of gaslighting.
Yes.
Making you question your own reality,
yes.
Your own sanity.
And it can be so subtle sometimes.
It can be so subtle.
It's not like this big dramatic, like you think gaslighting is like from the movies.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oh, you left the stove on, and you're like, I know I didn't.
Right. And then you start to question your whole reality.
But it can be so subtle.
That's the kettle.
Like little throwaway comments.
It can be like, did you remember it that way? Or are you sure that happened?
Right.
Or I think you might be imagining things.
Yes. And it's just enough to kind of plant that seed of doubt.
Exactly.
So owning your truth, how do you even begin to do that when someone is so good at kind of twisting things?
Well, one of the things that Dr. Romani suggests is actually documenting interactions.
Okay.
So keeping a journal, sending yourself emails, or even just like little notes in your phone.
After a confusing conversation.
After a confusing conversation.
Interesting.
Because then you have this record to go back to, because a narcissist will often try to make you think that like you're misremembering something.
Right.
Or that it didn't happen the way that you thought it happened.
Right, right.
And so if you have that concrete record, it's almost like you're grounding yourself in reality.
Yeah, you're creating your own paper trail.
Exactly.
To combat their gaslighting.
Exactly.
Like that.
Okay, so yeah. That's one thing.
Okay, what else?
Another thing she talks about is don't be snowed by charm or credentials.
Okay.
Which I think is so important because we live in a society that often equates success with virtue.
Right.
Right. So if someone is very charming, if someone's very successful, if someone seems to have it all together,
right,
we tend to kind of give them the benefit of the doubt.
And we're also taught to kind of look up to those people.
Exactly.
Yeah, like they're the ones that are winning.
Yeah.
They're the ones we're supposed to model ourselves after.
Exactly. And the truth is that there are some very smart, very successful, very charming people.
Oh, yeah.
Who are also master manipulators. Right. So just because someone has achieved a certain level of success or has a certain title or has a certain number of followers,
right,
doesn't necessarily mean that they are a good person.
Doesn't mean they have your best interest at heart.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So that's something that's really important to keep in mind. And she actually gives a really good tip, which is to pay attention to how they treat people that they perceive as lower status than them.
Oh, interesting.
So waiter's assistant.
The new intern.
Yes. People who they don't feel like they need to impress.
Right.
Because those interactions are very telling.
You can tell a lot about a person by how they treat someone that they don't have to be nice to.
Exactly.
And it's so true because often those like microaggressions or those little subtle digs that they'll give people.
Right.
They think are going to fly under the radar.
Right. Exactly. And that's where you really see their true character come out.
Yeah, yeah. I like that. Okay. So you're talking about like paying attention to red flags like that.
Yeah.
What else?
Another really important thing she talks about is boundaries.
Okay.
Setting boundaries and holding those boundaries. And she has this great line where she says,
I know what you're going to say. I love this.
No is a complete sentence.
Yes. It's so simple, but it's so hard to do.
It is hard to do, especially when you're dealing with a narcissist.
Especially with a narcissist.
Because they're very good at making you feel like your needs and your boundaries are unreasonable.
Right.
They might guilt you. They might manipulate you. They might make you feel bad for even having needs in the first place.
Yeah, they make you feel selfish.
Yes.
For wanting basic respect and consideration.
Exactly. So it's really important to remember that no is a complete sentence. Mm-hmm. And you have a right to set those boundaries. And you deserve to have those boundaries respected.
And you don't have to justify or over-explain
to
yourself.
No, it, no.
Yeah, I like that.
Okay.
What else?
And then another thing she talks about that I think is really important is this idea of not giving endless second chances.
Okay. This is a big one.
This is a big one.
And it's hard.
It is hard.
And I think what makes it so hard is that narcissists are really good at making promises.
Yes. They're really good at saying what you want to hear.
Yes.
They might even apologize.
Right.
They might even seem sincere in that moment.
Right.
But it's really important to remember that actions speak louder than words.
Okay. So we're talking about not giving endless second chances.
Yeah.
What does that look like in practice?
So it's about recognizing the pattern.
Okay.
Right. So often with narcissists, there's this cycle of idealization, devaluation, and discard.
Right.
So they idealize you in the beginning. They put you on this pedestal. Yeah. You can do no wrong.
Right.
And then once they feel like they've kind of got you hooked.
Yeah, they've got you. Then the devaluation starts.
Right. And that's where they start to pick at you and criticize you and put you down.
Right.
And then ultimately discard you when they're done with you.
Or when they've gotten what they need from you.
Exactly. And so the not giving endless second chances part is about recognizing that pattern and not allowing yourself to get sucked back in.
Because they always try to suck you back in.
They do.
They always come back with some kind of like...
They come back with the promises. They come back with the apologies. They come back with, I've changed.
Right.
But the reality is that true change comes from within.
Okay, I like that.
It doesn't come from someone else's.
You can't force somebody to change.
You can't force somebody to change, and you can't guilt somebody into changing.
Right.
And so if you're constantly giving someone second chances and they're not actually putting in the work to change, then you're just setting yourself up for more pain.
More of the same.
More of the same.
Yeah.
Okay. So those are just a few things to keep in mind.
I like those a lot.
Yeah.
I think those are really, really helpful
Yeah.
starting points.
Absolutely.
So we're talking about owning your truth. not being snowed by charm or credentials, setting boundaries and holding those boundaries and not giving endless second chances.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're starting to build up our defenses here.
We are.
They're becoming narcissist repellent.
Exactly.
But there's more to it than that, right?
There is a lot more to it than that.
Because even when you know these things intellectually, there's this emotional component.
Absolutely.
Where it's like you can know with your head, this is not good for me.
Right.
This person is not good for me.
But your heart is still very much attached.
Your heart hasn't gotten the memo.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what we're going to talk about next.
Okay. So stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
It's almost like they hook you back in with that initial high of the relationship, even though, you know, deep down it's not real.
Yeah. And it's interesting because she talks about that in the video. Mm. She talks about how it really is like an addiction.
Oh, yeah.
Like you get hooked on the highs and the lows.
It's highs and lows of being with a narcissist.
Yeah. And then even when you know intellectually, like, oh, okay, this is not good for me, this is toxic, this is bad, you still have that, like, that pull to go back.
It's like you miss them,
even
when you know they were bad for you.
It's so confusing.
It is confusing
because you're like, wait a minute, I know this person wasn't good for me,
right,
but I still kind of miss them.
I still think about them.
And I think part of that is because, like we were saying before, narcissists take up so much space in your life.
All the oxygen in the room.
Right. It's like a full-time job just managing the relationship. And so when it's over,
it's like, what do I do?
There's this void.
All this space.
Yes. And that void can be really uncomfortable.
And you almost want to go back to what's familiar.
Exactly.
Even if what's familiar was toxic.
Exactly. And I think that's part of why it can be so hard to let go.
Right.
Because you're so used to having all of your time and energy kind of consumed by this other person.
And that drama.
And that drama.
And that chaos.
Yeah.
That you kind of crave it.
You almost crave it even though you know it's not good for you.
Right. And Dr. Romani talks about this thing called euphoric recall.
Yes.
Which is basically like our brain's way of protecting us.
Yes. From pain.
From pain. By remembering things.
By romanticizing.
More romantically than they actually were.
Exactly.
So we remember the good times.
Right.
And we kind of gloss over the bad times.
We block out the bad times.
Right. And that makes it really hard to let go.
It does.
Because you're like, oh, but remember that time when they were so...
Oh, it was amazing.
Yeah. And you forget about all the...
All the other stuff.
All the other stuff.
All the red flags, all the times when you were hurt.
Right. And that's why she talks about actually writing down the bad stuff.
Write it down.
Keep a list of all the terrible things.
Because otherwise your brain will trick you.
Right. It's going to...
Into thinking that it wasn't that bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
But if you have that list, you can go back and you can look at it and be like, oh.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that was not good.
This was not a good situation for me.
Yeah. It's like a reality check.
It is a reality check.
Okay. I like that.
So yeah, that's something that I think is really, really helpful for people.
Yeah. That's good stuff.
Who are struggling with that.
So we're talking about like this addictive quality of these relationships and how even when we know intellectually it's not good for us, we still have that pull to go back.
Right.
And she talks about this idea of like grief.
Yes.
And how we can actually experience grief.
Yes. And it can be a very unexpected grief.
For things that never even were.
Exactly.
Like we're grieving.
The potential.
The potential of the relationship.
The fantasy.
Or even just like the love and the care that we thought we were going to get.
Yeah. The love that you deserved.
Right.
That you didn't get.
And that's what's so interesting is that you can actually go through a grieving process.
Yes, you can.
For something that was never real.
Yeah. It's like leaving a phantom limb almost. You know? It's like you had this idea of what this relationship was going to be, and it's never actually existed.
Right.
But you're still grieving the loss of it.
Yeah. It's so bizarre.
It is bizarre.
It's such a mind trip.
It is.
And she gave this example of the video of this woman who would watch movies.
Yes.
And she would just start sobbing uncontrollably.
Yeah. At seemingly ordinary scenes.
Yeah. Like not even sad scenes.
Right. Like just like a father and daughter.
Yeah. Like a father and daughter having a picnic.
Right. And she would just like lose it.
And she's like, why am I crying at this? This isn't even sad.
Yeah. And Dr. Romani's point was that it wasn't really about the scene itself.
Right.
It was about what that scene represented,
yeah,
what it triggered for her.
So it was like this reminder of what she never had
exactly
in her own life.
And I think that's something that a lot of people who have been in relationships with narcissists can relate to.
Yeah.
This idea of like these little things trigger you,
yeah,
because they remind you of what you're missing.
Yeah. And it can be anything. It can be a song.
Right. A place.
A place. Yeah. A smell,
yeah.
Like all these things can just bring back these floods of emotion.
And it's like those things that we take for granted.
Yes.
In healthy relationships.
Yeah, like the simple acts of kindness.
The
everyday love and affection.
That just wasn't there.
Yeah.
And so when you see it.
Or even when you just think about it, yeah, it's like a punch to the gut.
It can be really, really tough.
Yeah.
So for those of you who are listening and you're experiencing that.
We're feeling that grief.
I just want to say.
Yeah.
Feelings are valid.
You're not alone.
You're not alone.
But it's okay to feel those things.
It's okay to grieve what you didn't have.
Yeah.
And it's okay to take your time.
Yeah.
To heal.
Yeah. It's like you're giving yourself permission to grieve and to heal in your own time.
Exactly. And to figure out what works for you, because there's no right or wrong way to heal from these types of experiences.
Right.
It's really about finding what works for you, whether that's therapy, journaling, connecting with other people who understand, giving yourself space and time.
Right. It's all about that self-care.
Absolutely.
And giving yourself what you need.
Yeah.
And I think the really empowering thing about this whole conversation is that once you start to heal, you start to see these patterns more clearly.
Absolutely.
And you're less likely to fall into those traps again.
Exactly. You start to become more attuned to those red flags.
Yes.
You're quicker to set boundaries, and you're much more confident in your ability to just walk away from anything that's not serving you.
Yeah, you're not just surviving anymore.
So you're thriving.
Right. You're thriving. You're making a choice.
You're choosing differently.
Yes. You're choosing yourself.
And that's what's so important.
And that becomes your superpower.
Yes.
That becomes your narcissist repellent. It's like this invisible shield that you build up.
Exactly. You start to radiate the strength and this confidence.
Yes.
That makes you much less appealing to a narcissist.
It's like they can sense it.
They can sense it.
Like, oh, this one's
too much work.
Yeah. They're going to see right through me.
Yeah. They're going to move on to an easier target.
I like that. Huh. So it's like this process of becoming narcissist repellent.
Yes.
It's almost like a side effect of healing.
It is a side effect of healing and of self-love,
yeah,
and of setting those boundaries and really learning to value yourself.
I love that.
Yeah.
I think that's a really good place to wrap up this conversation.
Yeah.
If you're feeling lost or alone.
You are not alone.
You are not alone.
So many people have been where you are.
Yes. And have come out stronger on the other side.
Yeah, absolutely. And you will too.
And you will too.
You absolutely will.
So just remember to be kind to yourself.
Yes.
And to prioritize your own healing.
And remember, you are worthy.
You are worthy of love.
Yes.
You are worthy of respect.
Of healthy relationships.
Yes. And don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
Absolutely not.
Okay. I love that.
Yeah.
On that note, we're going to wrap up this deep dive. If you're looking for more information on this topic, head over to the links in our show notes. And as always, thank you so much for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Narcissist Survivor Society podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts, and follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook for more. And remember, the best revenge is living well without them.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home, and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at ipvanish.com/audio.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.